With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. The Arkansas State University Wind Ensemble will open its 2012-2013 concert season this Thursday night with a performance at 7:30 in the Fowler Center here on the ASU campus in Jonesboro. Joining me to talk about this upcoming performance is the Director of Bands and Coordinator of Wind and Percussion Studies in the Department of Music, Dr. Timothy Oliver. Dr. Oliver, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Marty.
Now, I think most people are familiar with what a orchestra is and what a string quartet is, but people may not know exactly the instrumental makeup of a wind ensemble. Tell us about the makeup of this group.
Well, most people know what a concert band is. They're probably accustomed to a large group of wind and percussion instrumentalists up on stage, and a wind ensemble is essentially a small version of a concert band in the sense that all of the instrumental parts are being played only by one or two people. In other words, the composer would write a first clarinet part, a second clarinet part, a third clarinet part, and there would be two people playing each part, whereas on some of the trumpet parts, which may have three trumpet parts, there may only be one person. Whereas in a large concert band, you would have multiple people playing. And a large concert band probably has, it could have certainly up to 100 people up in the band. We only have about 50 people, and sometimes it's closer to 40, depending on the piece. And sometimes for really small pieces, it's only a dozen or so.
Are these entirely ASU students in the wind ensemble?
Yes, these are all Arkansas State University students. Most of them are music majors, but there are certainly some of them who are not music majors, and they are representative of the very best wind and percussion instrumentalists that we have here on campus.
Well, that was my next question, actually, was to ask, can anyone just volunteer to be part of a wind ensemble, or is there an audition process?
There is an audition process for this ensemble, which our outstanding applied instrumental faculty conducts at the beginning of each semester.
Now, the theme for this concert is Bold and Borrowed. Explain that theme and how it ties through all the works on the program.
Well, the bold part of it, I think, is pretty self-explanatory in the sense that when you hear the word bold, you expect some type of, vigorous, large presentation, something that's going to grab your attention. And certainly the first piece on the program, Rocky Point Holiday, no question is a very bold type of work, as well as the Persicetti Symphony later on. As far as borrowed goes, the idea that most of the works that we program with the wind ensemble were composed originally for wind ensembles or other types of wind bands and not for other types of ensembles like orchestras and the like. Well, that said, three of the pieces on this program were originally composed for other genres, and that's where the borrowed piece comes in. And the Outdoor Overture was originally an orchestral overture, as was the English Dances. And the Danzon number 2, for that matter, they were all orchestral pieces, but they were later transcribed for the wind band. So that's the borrowed piece.
When you transcribe something from its original intent for one group of instruments to a different group of instruments, how does that change your work? Does it change it at all?
Well, it can change it in some ways pretty radically, in the sense that sometimes an arrangement of a piece will take some ideas and adapt it for a particular group, whereas a transcription tends to be more, it tends to be strict in the sense of they try to make it note for note rather than some sort of adaptation. And these are transcriptions. And in fact, the Outdoor Overture was written by Aaron Copland. Aaron Copland himself provided the transcription for concert band. So you might have differences in keys. You might obviously would have differences in instrumentation because, for example, string instruments feel a little more comfortable playing in sharp keys as opposed to wind instrumentalists, which tend to favor flat keys. So
I want to ask you specifically about the work that the ensemble will perform by Vincent Persichetti. He's pretty much considered to be the premier composer for works for ensembles like yours.
Certainly he is regarded, Persichetti is regarded as one of the major composers of the mid-20th century. And Persichetti has written 14 works for wind band. He's a very well-known composer with works spanning a variety of genres. In fact, on this campus, we have performed the cantata that he wrote 2 years ago with the concert choir and the wind ensemble. And Persichetti, in some ways, is like vegetables, the way I explain it to the students, in the sense that It sometimes can be a little inaccessible at first when you hear it, but it really is musically very good for you because Persichetti has the ability to stretch not only the ensemble members' ears as far as what to expect, but also the audience as well.
That was going to be my next topic of conversation with you, actually, is how do you balance choosing works for a program like this that would be appealing and accessible to an audience, but also remembering that this is a student ensemble? You're looking to teach and to hone the skills of the students who are involved.
Precisely. Well, in thinking about the Rocky Point Holiday, for example, Ron Nelson, who wrote that piece in his own words, said that he wrote a very difficult work for wind band. And so the techniques that are required of that particular piece will stretch, and will stretch the ensemble and will certainly force them to improve on some of their playing ability. The outdoor overture, one of the things that Aaron Copland was moving towards as a composer when he wrote this, he originally wrote this in 1938, he was transitioning from more of a jazz-oriented avant-garde type of style to more of one that was reliant on folk melodies and simpler types of approaches, in the sense that there are lots of unisons in this particular piece, whereas some of his other pieces, there aren't as many unisons. And rhythmically, it's still very interesting, but not quite as complex. And so the point of that is that that transparency of texture really provides a much different type of playing than something like the Ron Nelson piece, and certainly different from the Persichetti piece. The English dances, there are four dances there that they're all very contrasting, and so anytime you can perform contrasting styles within a work, that's always going to be challenging and enriching to the students from an educational standpoint. The Persichetti is the landmark work by that composer for wind bands, and it really is kind of the zenith of his compositional efforts for wind bands, and so that's just one of those pieces that every student needs to have some familiarity with. And the last piece, just to be honest, is really just a lot of fun. The Danzon number 2 certainly has some musical challenges in it, and I think has some really almost exotic types of themes to it. But that's just a really fun piece, and it's a really nice way to balance. The Persichetti can be a little heavy, and this is a really nice way to balance and end the program with something that's not certainly fluff by any means, but definitely much different in character.
What could you say to encourage people not to miss this particular performance?
Well, three things I would suggest. First of all, these are all great pieces of music in the sense that they are recognized as standard repertoire. The Danzon is a newer piece, but the other four pieces are recognized as standard wind band pieces, and it's certainly great to hear that repertoire being performed. Secondly, and perhaps I'm biased as a conductor of wind ensembles, but I'm always amazed at the variety of sounds that the wind ensemble can produce, and the timbral palette that the wind ensemble has to choose from is almost limitless, whereas instruments that are, I mean, just by their very nature, if there's only a select or small number of instruments or all of the same type of instruments, the variety of sounds is just not going to be the same as it would be for a wind ensemble. And lastly, the fact that we are programming works of this high artistic caliber. I mean, these are not easy works. And the fact that we're really trying to stretch artistically and hopefully make an aesthetic experience for the students and the audience, I would invite and hope that our ASU community and Jonesboro community and area, I know there's many area directors and public school educators that have talked to me already about bringing students into the concert and attending the concert. So hopefully it'll be a good experience for everybody.
Dr. Timothy Oliver is Director of Bands and Coordinator of Wind and Percussion Studies within the Arkansas State University Department of Music. The ASU Wind Ensemble will perform this Thursday night, September 27th at 7:30 p.m. in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center, and admission is free. More information is at our own website. You can go to kasu.org and click on events. With this Spotlight on the Arts, for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.